Right. So we're dealing with the last position, right? The last position says that had learned that from Yadcha, right? That whole business Yadcha. And it turns out this is based on the Machlokas. And I want to focus on this Machlokas. This is what I want to focus on. Well, I just say Machlokas. You learn Tosfos. You guys also saw Tosfos. It's not a Machlokas. It's 2 points, okay? We're going to make 2 points. What are the 2 points? Tanya Idach. Lama Zainam of Iz. And a different brisa. Which arm? Left. Okay. That's problematic.
No, Shugo doesn't specify.
Well, no, it means the left arm. No, it has to mean the left arm, because it's going from the sequence of the previous Gemara, talking about how Yadcha teaches you left arm. But the Gemara is going as far as to tell us that what? The guy's missing his left arm, he's Pater from Tefillin. That sounds problematic. Why is that problematic?
Put it on his right arm.
Thank you. Well, how? So do you want to be like 21st century-ish? Would that help you? He gets a prosthetic arm.
No, that didn't exist.
Why?
It didn't exist when they wrote this.
I know, but think conceptually. In other words, they're not bothered by the fact that he can't physically put it on.
Yeah, someone else will put it on for him.
Exactly. Remember that story? Don't you guys remember the Bryce before where... remember that Tosfos where Tosfos says that there were the guy's wife was helping put it... Oh, very good. See, Dardik's picking up on the right point, because what does it sound like? It sounds like the Gemara's language is, they're right, there's no arm to put tefillin on.
Why can't he put on his right arm then?
Because what Dardik is trying to say is that it's not that you have two arms for tefillin, you only have one. Oh, that's the neck, that's iter. Hold on. But right now, the Gemara seems to be saying that if you're missing your left arm, no tefillin. Oh, 1 second. No, it's the next case. Then the Gemara says, Acherim Omrim, right? Yadcha.
Yeah.
Rabos. S. What's a Gidim? Okay, so he's missing here. Okay? So now, again, bingo. So, step one of the Gemara is you're putter if you're missing your left arm. So, what's the first question we have to ask? You would think. Right, you would think you're still chayev, right? Kamashban, you're not. But then the Gemara comes with a qualifier. But once you think you're putter if you're missing your left arm, you'd also think you're putter if you're missing your. No, left hand. Thank you! Right, so why does the Gemara have to say Acherim Omrim Yadcha L'Rabos is a Gidim? The Gemara should never mention that point. Because of course, you're right, Pshita. In other words, Pshita should be, if a guy's missing his hand, of course he's Chayv in Tefillin. So why does the Gemara have to... No, if you're a Karaite. We'll get to the Karaite issue soon.
No, right? I'm saying if you're missing your hand, then there could be something like,
well,
your hand,
what I'm trying to show you is that there has to be... there's got to be some conceptual possibility that once you determine left arm is out... For some reason, you would think even if a guy's missing his left hand. I'll show you conceptually why that has to be the case. Because according to you, Canary, Gemara never written this.
What?
You would have thought if you're missing an arm, missing your left arm, you're still chayv and tefillin. Right? And by the way, nothing in the Gemara beforehand seems to indicate that there's an intrinsic idea in left arm. Even the last case, which says it's the weaker arm, right? So weaker arm, so okay, so now I'm missing, I haven't been missing the weaker arm, but I still have an arm. Come on, well, that's second.
That's not your weaker arm.
Can I finish?
No, it's not your weaker arm.
I know what you're trying to say. Hold on. Don't worry, Mordechai. All right, so, and then the next step is, no, you're putter. And then the Gemara then says, but even though you're putter, you would have thought if I'm missing my hand, I'm still putter. Kamashman, you're chayav. I want every step. Okay. Step one, Havamina. You would have thought if I'm missing my left arm, I'm still chayav and I'm still chayav. Because I can't, because he keeps chirping in my ear, right? Obviously, the Gemara is saying not left arm, but weaker arm. So what does weaker arm mean? Now we have to determine there's two logical ways you can understand what weaker arm means. I'm going to throw this at you.
Can I get it?
With the classic categorical, or what does this come down to if you boxed it, right? What's this box? This is a classic box farm, which is what? No. Is it, in other words, you're saying, is it a definition in the thing, or is it relative? Exactly. It's objectified or relative. When we say weaker, what do we mean? The term, what? Is your left arm defined as weakest arm? That's its definition, right? It's called the weak arm.
The question is
No. You want to see that?
That's a simple chakira, okay? Ah, now let me ask you a question. Like a differentiation. Yeah.
Well, are we saying the superlative compared to like all other arms?
No,
just you. On you.
It's got to be personal.
Why would you think if you're missing the hands, right? So now we're going to say, you know what? Fine. If you're missing your arm, right, you're pater. Okay, fine. But now if you're missing your hands, why would you think you're pater? Right? Now this is not quite... Kanarik was like 20% right. This doesn't quite follow, but there's something about... Now we have to look at what arm is. We have to look at arm. We know tefillin has to go on your arm. Now this guy's missing a hand on that arm. So what are the two possibilities? You say, we know you're chayv to put tefillin on your arm, right? So if I'm missing a hand, what would I... Okay, meaning there's two ways you can look at it. You judge your arm...
It doesn't have the function, but it has the form.
Structure function.
We're very Aristotelian today. No, come on. Put more halacha though.
Oh, my.
Nerds.
Patura versus.
No, if the arm. In other words, if I'm missing. Why would you say if I'm missing the hands, right? I'm patur from tefillin. Because. No. Don't worry about the terms. I hate terms. Don't worry about the terms. No. In other words, one way to define an arm is if I tell you you're chayiv to put tefillin on your arm, right? Is your hand part of your arm? Okay, so therefore, how do you look at arm? Okay, right. A unit, right? An entity. That's... One second. No, what he's saying is correct. No, because I'll show you why it's halachic. But what defines the muck... It's not that I need an arm. What do I need to put my phone on? Well, okay, no, but halakhically, you're right.
So what makes this a functional arm?
That's it. I can't do anything with this. What makes it functional?
No, that's not a functional.
So what's the maskana? No. Right, why? Because what do you need? Joel said it. What do you need? Right, the makom halachas tefillin. There's no arm. In other words, the tefillin must be, in other words, the chiyuv is, I must place tefillin on the place that tefillin goes, which is... happens to be located here. But it's a location. It's not a din. It's a
location.
Yes. Now, what do you do with the ambidextrous guy? This sequence of Gemara here is very difficult. Did you guys read this? This is very difficult. Right? Yona. Tana or Banan? Okay, now that's like just, I mean, again, that should be shocking for me, right? What's the Gemara saying? We're saying if someone's a lefty, right, which means, based on the language of the Gemara, that what? He puts his phone on his right. Why? Because now the right becomes his left. So automatically, again, another raya, we see there's no intrinsic idea of left, okay? But that the hatanya, this is crazy, meniach. So what's the Gemara's kasha?
The left is always weaker, right?
What kind of question is that? That's a very strange question. It's not a strange question. The Gemara's saying, put it on your right because that to you is your left. But then if we go around, but by everyone else, the Brisa says, right? What should you do? You should put it on. Really should put on your left hand. Why? Because left arm. Why? Because that's the smolo of everyone else. What's the Gemara's answer? Amar Baye. Bisholei b'shteyada. No. So what's the case? Ambidextrous. Interesting. So again, halach maskana is a lefty should put it on which arm? A lefty should put it on which arm? And an ambidextrous put it on which arm?
Lefty puts it on the right.
Okay. Lefty puts it on the right. Ambidextrous. Why should ambidextrous put it on left? Can't you construct a this is like a Kanarik thing to ask. Can't you construct a possibility where the ambidextrous person really should be? Putter from tefillin. Legamre. Rah. Tosfos certainly seems to indicate that. If you look at Tosfos himself is in doubt. Because what's Tosfos in doubt about? What if you have a guy who's truly ambidextrous in the sense that he does 50% of his actions with his right and 50% of his actions with his left? right? Or if you don't want to learn it that way, he does the same amount, 100% of actions with both arms. Meaning, there's no point in time where I can say there's any weak arm. So maybe you would say that that dude is putter. Question comes up, what if a guy's like, what if a guy works out, what if a guy's a righty, but somehow he works out only with his left, with using our awesome Migdal Torah dumbbell set, he works out only his left arm to the point where now his left arm becomes the dominant one, right? As I said before, there's two kinds of ambidextrous, okay? Assuming they exist, okay? So one kind, if you think about it, one kind generates a natural suffix. Meaning, which one is that?
We don't know which one.
Meaning what?
He does everything.
Okay, so Tosos' case is what? Tosos' case is, Tozo says that, what he's doing there, he says, so that's a case where a guy does 50% with right and 50% with left. So he's saying, we're not sure which arm to put tefillin on. That's one kind, that's a suffix, right? As according to Tosos, right? So if we're not sure, then what do we default to? Left, okay? But what's the other ambidextrous? A guy who does, assuming it exists, okay? A guy who does 100% of his actions, he has no preference. It doesn't matter. He can write both right. He can write both with his right and left hands. He can lift weights both with his right and left hands equally, okay? There's something different about that guy. Tosos is saying our Gemara's case is about that guy. Yes. Ba mine plimo mi rebbe. We love plimo. Plimo's great. He's always great. Plimo always brings something fun to the table. Now, remember, he's talking to who's Rebbe? Good. Mishi Eshlo. Okay. Gemara loves this kind of thing. The Gemara likes bringing in cases where, okay, now again, before we know what the next step in the Gemara is, obviously, I think the average person's reaction to reading this would be like, we know that people don't have two heads. So obviously, Plimo's is.
Sammy twins have two heads.
No, yeah, like
Sammy twins. Gemara says, Amarlay. Shmasa. So Rebbe says to him what? He says basically, putting in our terms, get the out of here. All right? Meaning, like literally, get out. Either, which literally means either go into Gullus or to put your knee away. Meaning, your question is really
stupid.
What kind of stupid question is this? Like, think about that. Rebbe saying, I won't even take your question seriously. But one second. But I'll attack Rebbe and say, how dare you? We love hypotheticals. Do we not?
Yeah, this is a beautiful.
Right, this is a beautiful. To me, a guy with two heads. Well, that's why I said, when I was going through this, I said, if we don't define this, this is a good raya. Okay. So the Gemara says, but once, what happened? So as we know, how does the story go? Right? Idhachi asahu gavra. Li Yanuka. Okay, and then the Gemara goes to the whole business about pigeon. But what's he saying?
It actually exists.
It happened. Well, it happened. Okay, it happened. Right? Rebbe's burned. Now, you know what's amazing about this Gemara?
In the Pinyon story, there's an assumption that the child dies.
I understand, but forget that. No, you know what's more important? The Gemara doesn't. You know what's interesting? The Gemara doesn't do. What doesn't it do? Okay, yes, I was going to say even stronger. It doesn't rebuke Rebbe. Because what should the Gemara have said? The Gemara should have said, Rebbe should have come back and said, oh, you know what? I shouldn't have told you to go into Nidui. You should have stayed here. You were right. I was wrong. You know, I should have been so quick to judge.